From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Rebecca Roberts.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Louisiana wants to move the Mississippi River. It's part of a master plan to save the state's vanishing coastal wetlands. Moving the Mississippi would be a giant engineering feat. And as NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, many experts believe it's the only thing that will work.
Southeast Louisiana is the fastest disappearing landmass on Earth. On average, every half hour or so, a piece the size of a football field slips into the Gulf of Mexico.
It's like the Gulf of Mexico has gotten 20 to 30 miles closer to everybody in southeast Louisiana.
Wendell Curiel stands at the top of the levee system here on Bayou Lafourche. It's his job to try and hold back the sea. To the south, people have abandoned their homes as the land has turned to marsh, then to open water. Soon, Curiel says, even this earthen levee may not be enough to protect them.
We either start tackling the problem, or we help people move and communities move out and all the infrastructure along with it.
Coastal erosion threatens New Orleans, as well as oil facilities vital to the nation's energy supply, ports that handle more than half of its grain shipments, and the estuaries that produce a third of its seafood. To see why the coast is vanishing, you have to understand how it got here.
The whole coast of Louisiana was built by the Mississippi River.
University of New Orleans geology professor Denise Reed says the river kept changing course, squiggling back and forth like a loose garden hose, spreading sediment everywhere it went. But since humans tamed it with levees, the river can only build land in one place, further and further out to sea.
Until we're at the point where we are now, where the water and the sediment that comes out of the mouth of the river goes straight into the deep water of the Gulf of Mexico.
Never to be seen again. State and federal officials have tried for two decades to find enough sediment to shore up the coastline. They're dredging mud and silt from shipping channels like this one at the bottom of Bayou Lafourche and pumping it into drowning marshland. They're also building gates into the levees along the Mississippi to let some of the water and sediment flow into the marshes. The gates are helping, according to Chuck Villarubia. He's with Louisiana's Department of Natural Resources. His airboat skims through the marsh southeast of New Orleans and stops where the water's tinted like chocolate milk.
The brownish color is the sediment from the river. Most of this is silt and clay. Once it gets out in the marsh, all the grass out there will still the water and the sediment will fall out, and that's something we want.
But it's not enough. For every square mile of land the state has created, five more have slipped away. That's why state officials and scientists like Denise Reed want to go further and actually change the river's course.
We cannot continue wasting 120 million tons of sediment a year into the deep waters of the Gulf. It's ridiculous.
Louisiana's new master plan to save the coastline calls for diverting the Mississippi to the east or west or even both, somewhere below New Orleans. The sediment would fall into shallow water where the winds and tides could sculpt it into land. The state legislature recently unanimously approved the master plan.
When Katrina and Rita hit, all of a sudden you had a big exclamation point put on the urgency.
That's State Restoration Authority Chairwoman Sydney Coffey. She says a new federal law will give the state money from offshore oil leases, and that will help pay for the design, excavation, and construction.
For the first time, the state of Louisiana has the real promise of considerable dollars to be completely dedicated to coastal restoration and hurricane protection.
The final cost could be up to $5 billion, and the devil will be in the details. The biggest challenge will be keeping the big ships moving up and down the river. Michael Arena, president of the River Pilots Trade Association, worries that freighters would have to pass through locks.
They would be stacked up all over the place, and I see this as something that will add hours upon already a long transit up the Mississippi River.
Even if planners and engineers can minimize these delays, there will still be oyster fishermen to contend with. Flushing fresh water into salty estuaries will kill oysters.
Restoration of this system, I'll put it very simply, would be very easy if there were no people here.
Carrie St. Pay, director of the Barataria Terrebonne Estuary Program, fears lawsuits could delay the project for years.
No one sector of our population wants to see their way of life annihilated. And I believe that within 10 years, if we don't see significant land building, that it's going to be too late.
State officials agree, but they argue that the river that built this land will have to be part of the plan to save it. Kathleen Chalk, NPR News.